What's up, everybody? It is Big Foodies time, episode 9.
Woohoo!
What?
We've almost made it to the double digits.
Let's go.
This is commitment. As always, I am Biggie. This is BB Shea.
What's up?
Matt, we are the Big Foodies. Thank you guys for sticking with us. Each week it seems to grow and grow, which is the numbers are really, really crazy. So thank you guys so much. And of course, as always, we are coming to you from the Marco's Biggie's Kitchen Studios. Mm-hmm. That's a really long name, but thank you, Marco's, for once again sponsoring and sticking with us as well. Mm-hmm. And today, we decided to do something from one of our favorite places that we have here where we are in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I think North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, if you know Sheetz.
Yeah.
Sheetz is like kind of like a Wawa to North Carolina, a few other states, but we love Sheetz. We are big Sheetz fans.
For sure.
It's been featured on here a couple times.
Before, yeah, we've had actually, sandwiches from Sheetz.
We use their fries for all of our sauce episodes.
That's right.
And that's a good cheapie, two hot dogs for $1.
That's right. Sheetz. That's still it. A great cheapie.
Yeah.
And but today we wanted to do our craziest Sheetz basic concoctions for mm-hmm. a sandwich, mm-hmm. really anything. I think what I can, as I look around, I can tell we all did sandwiches at least.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have to say, these all look pretty wild.
I'm enthralled right now.
I'm excited. Well,
the one thing with Sheetz is you can pretty much get anything you want.
Yeah.
Put on a burger, a chicken sandwich, you know, anything. So who wants to lead it off? Now, I will warn you, mine is spicy.
Oh.
So I don't know if you want to go spicy early or spicy late.
I can lead off. I'm fine with that. All right, guys. So for my sandwich, I'm going to let you guys each take half here.
Okay.
I got myself a whole. It is a there's a menu item on the Sheetz menu called the Big Maz. It's a chicken sandwich with mozzarella sticks on it with marinara sauce, provolone cheese. However, this is not the Big Maz. This is the Big Mac. This is a variation of the Big Maz.
Okay.
So what you're gonna find on this sandwich is a fried chicken patty with marinara sauce. I've added a little bit of the Sheetz Boom Boom sauce, a light Boom Boom sauce, regular marinara sauce. You do a pepperoni, and you do mozzarella sticks. And that is what is on this bad boy. So there's 3 mozzarella sticks on each sandwich.
I see those.
Marinara sauce, the pepperoni, and the cheese that is melted over the piece of chicken is a slice of pepper jack.
Okay.
The bread usually comes toasted. This one is slightly toasted, so it's holding its shape. On the inside, it's not too flimsy.
Whew.
And it's a lot going on, but it's my variation on a chicken parm sandwich.
That is a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
And a good lot.
Yeah.
That
there's a lot going on.
Is amazing.
Uh-huh.
This might be my new favorite thing. Oh, my Lord.
You know, I've always avoided the mozzarella sticks on the sandwich, believe it or not. But those are really good on there. That is a really good.
Well, they add a little bit of crispiness. You get the extra cheese from the mozzarella, and then you put the pepper jack cheese. If you don't want too much spice, because the Boom Boom sauce does give you some of the spice, if you don't want that much spice, I'd go with a slice of provolone. But you get the double cheese there. The pepperoni, you actually ask them to warm it up. So it's not a cold slice on there. They warm it up, and it blooms up like a buffalo pepperoni. So you get the nice warmed pepperoni on there.
And it's a really good flavor to it, too.
Yeah. You know, you would think when you put this much stuff on one sandwich, it would just taste like too much. Mm-hmm. But it's got a real distinct flavor there to it.
It's part of the same concept of that spice, chipotle kind of sauce with the Boom Boom sauce pairs extremely well with a marinara.
Okay.
That's the concept I'm going with there. So that's the Big Mac. Not the Big Maz, the Big Mac.
I'll tell you, that's a good, strong start. That's really, really good.
It is a good sandwich.
I'll finish you later. BB Shea, you want to go next?
Yeah. So, when we decided to do this, I was kind of out of sorts because I didn't know what I was going to do.
I was out of sorts.
I had to think on my feet. What am I going to make?
I've got to improvise.
I was really struggling.
I was really struggling. So, I text my cousin Corey, who grew up in Pennsylvania eating Sheetz, and I'm like, I need something. And he recommended this to me. So, this is a cheeseburger with an onion ring. Pepperoni.
Multiple onion rings.
Chili. Boom Boom sauce. and lettuce. It's supposed to be on a pretzel roll, but they told me they were out of pretzel rolls. So wish I had to go with the regular Kaiser roll.
I'm going to say this. This should not work as well as it does.
No, it shouldn't.
Good Lord. That, again, great taste. Mm.
The chili from Cheetz is a great chili.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes really well on this. I've always been a fan of pepperoni on burgers. I love a pizza burger. Mm-hmm. Love a pizza burger. Man, that's great.
You see, I'm opposite. I'm not a big.
Really?
But with both sandwiches you guys have put pepperoni on, it works. It's good.
The issue that I have with ordering onion on burger a lot of times is I feel like the onion overpowers the flavor of everything else on the burger.
Definitely.
But the onion ring is so much more subtle. It doesn't overpower it. You get just enough of that onion flavor. So I prefer this to an onion ring. And then you can taste the boom boom sauce.
Oh, man.
You get a little bit of the lettuce crunch.
I feel like I have stuff all over my face. I'm super self-conscious right now.
That's what she said.
Yeah, the chili really works with this burger.
Again, I don't feel like that should taste as good together as it does, but man.
All right. So are you a chili on a burger guy?
Oh, I love chili, on a burger.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so good.
All right, so run that down one more time, because that was...
That's a lot. Just a burger with pepperoni, boom boom sauce, lettuce, onion ring, and that's it. Yeah.
That was good.
I put provolone cheese on it to kind of match the pepperoni.
And chili.
Yeah, and chili. And chili.
No, that was great.
Well done.
Nice.
God, I love Cheetz for that reason. Dude, just so many, you can just get the most random things.
If you're ever drunk and run across the Cheetz,
stop.
Just go in.
You're going to do yourself a favor.
You're going to say yes to everything, too.
Well, and that's the thing. You walk in and they give you these kinds of creations.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you want something wild? We've got things that are wild.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You want meatballs in your mac and cheese? We got meatballs in your mac and cheese.
You want egg on everything? We do it.
No problem. But they actually, when you order a sandwich, the first question they ask you is, do you want the fries on the sandwich?
That's true.
Always. Always, always.
All right, boys. Now, mine is spicy. I will warn you.
That's fine.
What it is also a chicken sandwich, but I did, the spicy chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is spicy chicken on a hamburger roll with pepper jack cheese, boom boom sauce. Now, normally, I would add extra boom boom sauce to this.
Yeah.
I think the boom boom sauce is a fantastic sauce.
It's a great sauce.
It goes great on everything. I believe all our sandwiches had it.
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, boom boom sauce. Then shredded lettuce, nice little crunch in there. Then banana peppers to give it a little zing, and jalapeno peppers to give it a little more zing.
Oh, yeah.
It is a...
Double zing.
It is a zingy sandwich,
so you just want
sure.
me to have a bad afternoon, pretty
so
much.
Pretty much.
Look at this. This is a very peppery bite.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Bring it on.
Okay.
I love a banana pepper.
Yeah.
I love it on pizza. Love it on sandwiches. I love it.
I have a jar of banana peppers in my fridge always. So if we're doing something and I've got a salad, I'll throw a banana pepper or two on a salad. I'll throw it on a sandwich. Throw it on some pizza. You do a in the oven pizza, an ordered pizza. You want to throw some fresh banana pepper on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the opposite. I'm an anti-pepper guy.
Oh, really?
But any kind of pepper?
Any kind of pepper. Not a big
not
pepper,
a pepper guy.
At all. But
you like spice?
Sometimes, yeah. But I kind of would like it with a sauce more so than like a pepper.
Mm.
I will say, this is very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing.
One thing about Cheetz jalapeno peppers to me is they're not, which I enjoy, they're spicy, but they're not kill you spicy.
Mm-hmm. They're very tame.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a fresh, like dried pepper.
See, I love a combo of jalapeno and banana pepper.
Mm.
But it's I'm telling you, it's hitting you. It's hitting you. Oh, it'll clean your system out for you.
That was just straight jalapeno. Right?
Yeah.
I added one that fell off back on the sandwich.
If you're having trouble breathing, I recommend this sandwich. Got a little tang. To me, like I said, I didn't do it. I wasn't sure how you guys felt about the boom boom sauce. Had I known we all loved it, I would have had it.
Because
they give you the option, light, regular, heavy.
Yeah.
I just said extra boom boom.
No, let me tell you. I don't know. The chicken was a nice spice, but I don't know that it's spicy enough to make it its own spicy chicken sandwich.
No.
Adding the jalapeno does it for me.
Yeah, and then I was like, I like the pepper jack cheese for add a little extra something.
Mm-hmm.
The boom boom sauce just goes well
so good.
On anything, so truly good. Anything.
Yeah, that's a good spice. It's not a...
Barrett's over here.
I'm struggling, man.
Apparently Barrett got the spiciest bite of all.
I think I did.
Let me tell you why it's a great, perfect spice for me.
I recommend rewinding the last 30 seconds and just watching Barrett's face.
We'll see if Fossey can zoom in on just the... Here's how you know it's a good spice. You see this sweat right here?
It starts to get right there.
The sweat builds up right here.
I thought there was something wrong with me.
No. That's why you know it's good spice.
I was ever getting worried.
You have to almost wipe from the inside of the nose out without using the tips of your fingers because those are spicy. But when you get the sweat right there, that's the perfect amount of spice for me.
I'm telling you. It's definitely a kick you. It'll wake you up.
It's hot.
It is hot.
It's hot. And I like the fresh banana pepper. It gives it more crunch.
I love banana peppers, hands down.
Great, great sandwich.
All right, guys. Well, I have to say, three really good sandwiches. I think unexpected. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you y'all have something that you'd like to give from Sheetz, a weird concoction, drop them in the comments.
Yeah, definitely comment. Let us know. So, once again, fellas, well done. So, thank you all for, as always, tuning in to Big Foodies. As we do every week, it's time to give away a free pizza to somebody, courtesy of Marco's, our Biggie's Kitchen sponsor. Mm-hmm. So, this week, should we do Facebook fan?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to pick one random Facebook fan, so make sure you like, follow us. And as always, you can find us on Instagram, YouTube, pretty much any platform you can think of. We're there.
We're available.
Yeah. That's right.
We're hard to miss.
Thank you, guys. As always, we are the Big Foodies. We'll see you next time.